Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, testing. This is Terry Laundrie from Nantucket with the June 9th, 2005 T3 observations. Today I want to just summarize the short-term forecast and then move along to some things that are sort of technically interesting as far as T3 is concerned. To summarize, let's take a look at the first chart, which is the weekly adaptive channels for the S&P 500 stocks. And we see that we have successfully come off the 200-day moving average, and we have a 4.5-year cash buildup from the advanced decline line peak back in early 98, down to what is a price bottom centered into the late 02-03 period, which is the 4.5 years, and we have a projection of 4.5 years advance with a final peak expected in the first quarter of 2007. You also notice that if you look at the advanced decline line, which is printed in red, that it has come up to approximately recovered 80% of the correction that we had. And what we're mostly interested in finding out is whether the advanced decline line can now move into new highs after a short-term correction here. The short-term correction here is done by the zigzag projection method, which I have described earlier. But I will just summarize as we're looking for the S&P to come back to the 1182 level from a projected high of 1204. That represents about 20 points or just about 2%, and that's about as small as you can get it. After that correction is over, we would want to see the advanced decline line move into new highs, and eventually the upside breadth figures should push the S&P to the high extreme, which is now calculated at 1234, and probably will not change for that number doesn't change very greatly. Okay, now we move on to the daily chart, which is the second one plotted here. And we see we have a T, which I have labeled as a bull T. It's derived from the 5-month cash buildup phase and the blue volume oscillator down below. Remember, I put the center post back down on the oscillator low, even though it took a little more time for the price to come around, because that gives you a better chance at sustaining a rally in the right side. And if you look at the second correction that we've had, which is a which came later from the May low up to the 1204 level, which is the top of the breadth channel, you can draw a small zigzag in there. I haven't drawn a small zigzag in the chart because I didn't want to mess it up, and it's kind of a tiny thing. But you might remember, and you could do this on a daily chart, if any kind of a better looking bar chart than what I've got here, is that from the mid-May low, from the day of the mid-May low to the peak that you have seen in this vicinity, if you connect the two with a line from the peak to the high, from the low to the high, and you find a midpoint of that, that's your pivot point for a zigzag projection. And if you move back to the peak, which occurred in early May, and you draw a line from the highest level in that peaking area through the midpoint, you will draw a line which has a slightly rising tendency, and that's a floor for a correction. Because it's rising, you don't know whether that you're going to hit it. We don't know whether the correction is going to start right here and come down to the line, which is more or less around 1180. Or maybe it's going to fiddle around for a few more days and then come down like a week from now, in which the floor would be at the 1182 level, or it could be delayed for some other period, in which case it might be 1184. Nevertheless, it's reasonably a good way to look at the market and just say that as you curl over, you should come down and find a support at the 1182 level, plus or minus something, and then we should be prepared to turn higher. There could be some other variations on that, but that's reasonably reliable for the near term. And of course, by the time you did that, you'd probably expect to see the volume oscillator coming down into a low, and then it would rally up. And it's possible the market, after it makes a rally back up to 1204, it could have another little dip and then turn stronger higher, because you can make a little rising bottoms pattern out of this fundamental. So this 1182 could be a first of a bottom, with the second bottom slightly higher and then turn higher. But sometimes that doesn't occur. Well, that's about it. I'm now working on a new program for do all the advanced decline T's from 1926 to the present. And so you have a good weekend, and we'll follow up next week. Thank you.